As we approach have approached the halfway mark for the session, actually one of the big measures, it's had a lot of talk about it going into session from the end of last year into this year, is Senate Bill 617, which is pretty much a rewrite of the state's tax codes.
It's a major reform. You know, so many times when we talk of tax policy, we forget that there are different perspectives on tax policy. You know, one is whether you're going to raise taxes or increase taxes. Another part of tax reform is whether you're going to write better tax policy. And I think that's what Senator Igel is trying to do in Senate Bill 617, along with Senator Koenig. They have written the tax bill as what we call a revenue neutral, which means it's not intended to either raise or lower taxes overall. But that doesn't mean taxes won't move around. It doesn't mean there may be one group that was taxed one way prior to the bill passing and is taxed a different way after the bill passes. Or maybe one group that pays a little more taxes after the bill passes and another group that pays a little less. Kind of depends on, you know, what category you're in and where you reside. For example, one of the things that the bill does is it removes the deductibility for federal taxes. That's going to hit most of us that pay income taxes one direction. And then you have to look further in the bill and see if there are arrows pointing the other direction in terms of reducing taxes. It also includes what's called the streamlined sales tax, which is a compact for those people that know what state compacts are. And it's a group of states that all agree they're going to do something a certain way. This streamlined sales tax is where a number of large corporations have said they will voluntarily collect and remit sales tax voluntarily, even if there's no state law that requires them to. I think Sears Roebuck is one, and a number of other companies. I don't know all the companies. But in order to do that, then the states that are a part of this compact have to align their state tax items. If we tax Tabasco sauce, and somebody else doesn't tax Tabasco sauce, then we have to figure out what the compact says, and we have to align our tax base with that. Or if they call it something else, if they call it hot sauce, then we have to refine that. So many times that part of the bill may be 100 pages, and the tax reform part may be 10. It's a pretty significant in terms of the pages, but it's not that terribly significant in terms of its impact. But those are the kind of things that Senator Igel is dealing with. He's trying to align our tax policy better with the way tax policy works best for a state or a community. That's the major part. The tax reduction that I would like to see will have to come later, more than likely, after we reform tax policy.
And I know this comes on the heels of the federal plan, which in talking to Senator Igel over the last few months, it's kind of the same. Obviously tailored differently for Missouri itself, but the same premise of
that's right. So, same general approach. And all we did this week was to take the bill up. Senator Igel spent some time on the floor explaining the bill, walking through the different parts of it, trying to address each one so that members would understand what was in the bill. We also had some summary sheets that we have so that we can fully assess what's there. And then he laid the bill over to give us some time to digest it, and then we'll go back to that bill after spring break.
Another priority measure, this one is one of yours, along with a House counterpart that deal with utility regulations, and believe both of those are making their way through the House right now.
Absolutely. The focus is grid modernization, which in the long run will save all of us consumers money. I'm actually served by a co-op, so I wouldn't be affected by either of those bills. The House exec their bill out of committee, and they perfected it on the floor, so that bill is headed for the Senate, and we will have a hearing scheduled once it's second read over here and assigned, and I'm sure it will be assigned to Commerce Committee, which I chair. The Senate Bill 564 was heard in committee this week in the House, and they voted it out of committee. So it will now go through their Rules Committee and then be placed on their calendar. And one of those two bills hopefully will move forward. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of folks looking at comparisons and which bill they think is better for them. And I think either of those bills would be good for Missouri consumers, and that whichever one we pass will help us modernize the grid and hopefully update some of our regulatory policy so that going forward, companies will be better equipped to reduce operating and maintenance costs and to deliver power to their customers more efficiently, more responsively.
I know there were changes made to your Senate bill. Does the House more reflect what was passed by the Senate, or is it more reflective of the original proposal?
It's much closer to what was passed, what was actually passed. The actual impact on both utility companies and consumers is designed to be very similar to the Senate bill. It's done a little different way. They approach it a little differently. The numbers look a little different. The impact should be very similar.